This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Joining us now from, he's convalescing right now at the Combat Speed HQ. That would be Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you?
Saw a picture of your impressive scar where you had your surgery done on your leg there.
Yeah, it didn't hurt that much. And, you know, and the funny thing about it is I didn't really have any post-op pain. Now, pre-op pain was made to go away, which was the goal. But I have no painometer to judge, you know, whether I'm doing too much or not.
Right. And, I don't have.
Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, my painometer often doesn't work for me either, but that's okay.
But I'm doing really well. The only downside to it is it's time. It's just going to take time to, it's going to be quite some time before I can walk on it, you know, a couple of months.
Yeah, but you healed really fast. It just seems to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never had any joints replaced. Seems to me, with all the stuff they have to go through to replace your hip, which you were up and tap dancing pretty quick after they replaced your hip.
Yeah, it seems like a cakewalk.
Yeah, I just don't see you being down for a year. You know.
Right. Yeah, me either. I'm literally gonna have to play this one by ear.
Gotcha.
It's just the inconvenience is more of a deal than the actual surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see where that would be the case.
But otherwise, man, things are going good. Really good.
So let me ask you a big general question, and then I want to get into some details if we can.
Yeah.
What is the difference when you're training people between the training you give them for self-defense versus tactical training?
I've never been asked that before, man. Run that by me one more time.
Well, I mean, like, tactical training, I would think of tactical training as fire maneuver and all this other stuff, the formations you move in.
It's offensive in nature, yes.
Yes. Versus self-defense, which armed self-defense is probably going to happen with your feet close together while you're sitting there with a corn dog in one hand.
Right. So, that was my initial gut feeling, you know, when you asked me the first time, it's got, I'm not going to say it's got everything to do with your mindset, but it is definitely offensive, you know, tactical training is more offensively oriented than a defensively oriented from a standpoint of just protecting yourself and your loved ones. But then there's the Jedi mind trick that, you know, the best defense is a good offense.
Right.
It's really, it can get convoluted at times. But keep in mind, your base guidelines are, you know, what capacity are you operating on? What are your rules of engagement? What are you allowed to, or what are you allowed not to do?
Right.
But frankly, my position in respect to that is if I find myself in a bad set of circumstances, I'm going to take care of business and let the chips fall where they may.
Right.
I'm not going to get caught up in a bunch of, you know, semantics or less than Republican views on what happened.
Right. Well, you know, I think of it this way. I think of it this way. But it's two different disciplines, isn't it? The tactical versus the self-defense. If I think I'm in a self-defense situation...
Yeah, I would agree with that 100%.
Yeah, if I think I'm in a self-defense situation and I engage somebody and I deal with them, and then all of a sudden he's got a bunch of friends coming around the corner, I wasn't dealing with a single player. I was dealing with the point man. And that changes a whole lot of things really quick, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to be able to shift gears on that one.
Yeah.
But I think it's more of putting things, you know, into perspective, putting things into their respective categories in respect to how you package and market the material, and, you know, what your primary focus of the material is. If you are more concerned about your own self-defense and the protection of your loved ones, you should be focused primarily in a defensive manner. But I seem to recall, kind of immediately comes to mind right now, defend in place, right?
Right.
Well, what's the acronym for defend in place? You know, DIP.
Right.
Well, what could DIP also stand for? Die in place.
Right.
And from my background in conditioning, to an extent, when you talk about defend in place, there's a time limit attached to that. How long can you actually do that before you would have to shift gears into an offensive mode to prevent from dying in place?
Right.
You see what I mean?
Dying in place is not the way to go. Absolutely not. Dying in place is not the way to go.
And there's been several, I mean, legit military personalities over the years. And when I say years, I mean, I should probably say centuries, that have figured out that their standard MO is attack.
Right.
When in doubt, attack. Things aren't going well at all, attack.
Let's expand on that when we get back. We're coming up on the first break. Now, Super Dave is right now convalescing. He's been operated on, and he's convalescing, and he's listening to the doctors who, quite honestly, based upon the other things happened to Super Dave that he has bounced back from, I kind of think they're being a little pessimistic. But that's beside the point. If you want to check out Combat Speed LLC, well, you can go to combatspeed.com. If you want to check out Super Dave, who I'm pretty sure he's probably walking around and rolling around or something and playing that guitar and hanging out and doing all that stuff, you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Last day.
mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I beg my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load. load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let me ask you a question. You joined the Army in 1983, yeah?
You're right. It was actually 84.
1983. So when you were in the Army, I joined the Army a year later, and for the longest time from the time that I was in till the time I got out, the whole time, and this is when we thought the Soviet Union was a thing, right? Remember when everybody thought the Soviet Union was a thing? Our go out the door and go fight the commies outfit was basically an LBE in whatever the uniform of the day was.
Correct.
So we, you know, maybe with a rucksack too. But I mean, we weren't carrying gigantic loads for combat then. And then that's essentially, I think, what they used in the first Gulf War, because I saw a video of those guys going over there and doing that stuff. But in LBEs. But then they started expanding it and everything. Now, what was that like for you? Because when do they start wearing plate carriers and wearing a kit and, you know, plate carrier and a belt and all this other stuff? When they started getting from, you know, what was arguably a ridiculously light load to a ridiculously heavy load?
Right. Well, it was kind of a natural progression over the years because, as silly as this may sound, it was kind of a keeping up with the Joneses kind of a thing, you know, like if the cool guys are doing it, we need to be doing it. And a perfect example of what I'm talking about is I saw an article yesterday, as a matter of fact, that the Air Force spent, I don't know, something like $20 million to buy the cutaway ballistic helmets. Right?
Okay.
The ballistic helmets that are cut away that have, you know, you can use your comms, ear comms and stuff like that, right?
Gotcha.
But the helmet itself, you know, of course it's ballistic, you know, it's made of the requisite ballistic materials, but it doesn't cover your head from the sides. So the easiest solution if they do is wearing a helmet of that type is shoot him in the ear. But why, you know, what was behind the decision to spend that kind of money to outfit the gate guards with a ballistic helmet that only basically covers half your head?
Right. That's like the bump helmet I see nowadays.
Right. Well, because it looks cool.
Yeah, I know. I was the last helmet I wore was the first gen Kevlar.
Right.
Which when that came out, we thought we were big dogs when that came out, and we could dump the brain buckets, and we got the Kevlars, we were good to go. I guess my question is that when you're talking about in context of tactical versus self-defense, somebody that's going to be training tactically has got to be able to carry a load, don't they?
Because the only thing that you're going to have to fight with is what you can carry on your person. Well, let me caveat that with a simple fact. Your initial actions are going to be supported by the gear that you can carry on your body. There's always battlefield appropriation.
Right. And depending on where you are, as far as the hierarchy, whether you're this or that, you may be with the logistics train too. So for you may, but then you're not going to be right at the spear, tip of the spear fighting. So, you know, that's the beauty of being in the logistics train. So when people come to you, I've talked to Jaeger before and asked him, and he was telling me about some 60-year-old guy that he trained with. It wasn't you. Mm-hmm. And you only just turned 60, right? So he told me about this years ago that was just the saltiest dude he'd ever dealt with. It was more tactical as far as his capability than he was. Where do you generally see the cutoff occur where we begin to grind down so much that we have to start thinking a little bit more if we're going to do tactical training, we have to start thinking a little bit more and stop worrying so much about, look at me carrying this 80-pound load.
Well, the whole time, 100% of the time, my answer to your question is 100% of the time, because these are all factors that need to be taken into consideration.
Right.
If you are going to pursue or be prepared to fight or carry offensive action, ounces equal pounds, pounds equal pain.
Yeah.
And in my experience, no matter what template or scenario I'm preparing for, it really all boils down to three things. Food, water, and ammo. Regardless of what your objectives are of your involvement in any type of violent action, the machine is you. And you're going to have to plan for, even if it is from a battlefield appropriation standpoint, food and water at a minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ammunition is, that's a no-brainer. But you've got to maintain, and here's the balance point. You've got to maintain what I would consider a common sense balance between your food, water, and ammo that allows you to still be able to fire and maneuver.
Right.
Everything's about firing and maneuvering.
Hang on for me. Yes, sir. We're coming up on the break. We're going to expand on that because I was waiting on you to get to that point. Dave, you can find his website at combatspeed.com. And even though right now he's convalescing, I'm sure he's planning behind the scenes. He's got other stuff coming up as soon as he's back up and mobile, which he's pretty mobile anyway for somebody supposedly not supposed to be. And you can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues to face questioning from the Senate Judicial Committee on day two of her confirmation hearing when pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election. Barrett said that she would thoughtfully consider the case if it came before her.
I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Social Security recipients will see a small increase to their monthly checks in 2021. The Social Security Administration announced Tuesday that next year's cost of living increase will be 1.3%. That's an average raise of $20 a month. This is USA Radio News. Members of anti-government paramilitary groups allegedly also discussed kidnapping Virginia's governor during a June meeting in Ohio. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
FBI Special Agent Richard Trask testified Tuesday during the court hearing in Michigan. He's part of the investigation that led to six men being charged last week with plotting to kidnap Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. While Trask did not name Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, during his testimony, he says those accused discussed taking a sitting governor, and they specifically had issues with the governors of Michigan and Virginia based on the COVID lockdown order. The hearing is based solely on the attempt on Governor Whitmer, so Agent Trask could not discuss further any plan involving Governor Northam. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Seven other men face state terrorism charges. Those facing federal charges could face up to life in prison. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington, we're discussing the difference between self-defense and tactical training, which it all really comes down to context. But now for self-defense has sort of taken on a whole new dimension now in the age of Antifa, hasn't it?
Correct. It's really, depending on, when you talk about doing violence or being prepared for violence, it's more of semantics in respect to whether you are defending or attacking.
Right.
Even if you have two organized armies that plan to do battle, you have to balance, everything has to balance. You had mentioned earlier about being part of a logistics train, and normally when people think if I'm not in a combat arms position or MOS, that's not my responsibility. Well, I beg to differ, because from my background and experience, if you are part of the logistics train that are supporting the offensive players on your side, you are my primary target.
Yep. That's right. You are a high value target. That's right.
Exactly. So, you know, it blows my mind that, you know, people think that, oh, well, you know, I'll be a cook. I'll just be a cook in the military and I'll be good to go. I wouldn't have to ever deal with that kind of stuff. Well, newsflash, dude. Wrongo bongo. The way it works, you know, is to, especially for the, you know, the special forces of the world, so to speak, everything's a target. How does it, you know, how does it work into the play of the problem or the scheme of maneuver for that operational area? And, you know, what's amazing, and amazes me to this day, whenever I come across an example of it, but the first one that comes to mind is, you know, the accomplishment of, you know, Homer's movement to contact. Think about moving, you know, these large armies and putting them into place, and what it takes logistically to support them and prepare them for battle.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, if you split everything into equal thirds, you would have basically one-third of an attack force, the better part of a third being the logistics train to support the action, and then the remaining third would be your medical assets to care for the you know, the KIAs and the WIAs of the action itself. And how are you going to pull all this off? An easier example to grasp is, look how long having, you know, the U.S. government having made the decision to kick off into Saddam's butt, look how long it took to put everything in place. And, of course, we gave him every possible out we could have. But look how long it took to get everything in place to pull that off.
Right. Right.
And it's amazing. You know, war fighting is not an easy thing to do. It's very involved, very complex. Everything's important. Everything matters. But the focus should remain on supporting the actual warfighter. You know, the guy that's in the trenches doing the killing.
Right. But... now, and I want to expand. We got a few minutes here left before we go into the next break. But when we get back, I want to talk about this for the person that is purely a self defense person. He's only going to come and see you because he carries concealed. He's only going to he thinks all he's ever going to use is a handgun and everything else. We now exist in a time where you might go from sitting out there going, well, I got to stand in line to get into this place because I got to wear a mask because COVID. And you might turn, you might look around behind you, and there might be 300 people marching up the street, setting things on fire and you know, beating people up and breaking cars and all this other stuff. And the line between having to go tactical versus self-defense, to me, is beginning to blur. And I want to see what your thoughts are on that. But it definitely, when I go somewhere, for example, if I go more than an hour away from the house, I'm carrying a kit that will allow me the luxury of temporary tactical. Because, you know, I'm carrying a chest rig, a rifle, I'm carrying a Hawks bag that's got another 8 magazines in it. But when I say temporary, it's all based on what I can actually carry. It all comes down to what I can actually carry. And at some point, that's going to be exhausted. And In this particular case, right, and what Dave is saying is that it's much easier to be offensive and take the fight to him than it is to try to parry and, you know, counter and all this other stuff in the defensive mode. It's much easier and much more, you have a better chance of actually surviving it if you go on the offensive.
Absolutely.
I will not be able to do that with this loadout. I can for a minute, and then I've got to be running at that moment. All I can possibly hope to do is punch a hole in something, and then I got to hit the trail and try to get into friendlier places. But that line is beginning to blur, isn't it?
Yes, but you bring up two good points of interest, man.
Hang on to it. We only got a minute here. I want to hear all this stuff because, you know.
That's fine. You can only fight for as long as you are in shape to do it.
That's true.
So your physical conditioning is critical to your survival, but a lot of people miss that part. So there's, you know, that's an individual thing. You got to work that out for yourself.
Yeah. Well,
the flip side of that coin is, just like you stated, if you put everything together that you feel you're going to need, but it becomes obvious there's no way you can fire and maneuver with all that stuff, that's where the prioritization comes in.
Yeah, then you got to start dropping stuff. Hang on for me. Coming up on the break. Super Dave, let's not do that. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style. Arms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we just got into the thing where I was talking about what I pack in my car when I go down to the capital city of South Carolina, where they've had a little bit of Antifa activity. And in my what just in case setup, I've figured out how much I can actually run with. And as right. I sit there, you know, I'm sitting here going, okay, this is how much I can run with, but at the same time, it's a temporary thing. I'm going to have to run somewhere, and in the hopes of reconstituting, and that's where the juggling act comes in, huh?
Exactly. The what becomes more important if you find yourself in a set of circumstances where, let's just say, for example, you have to break contact with your vehicle. Well, depending on how you look at your vehicle and how you have it set up and prepared. I look at my vehicle as it's a piece of life support equipment.
Right.
Period. I look at my vehicle way beyond the simple fact that it gets me from point A to point B. A couple of things you can do to harden your vehicle. I won't necessarily get into detail on that, but that is a point of interest that you need to be looking at if you haven't already done it, is hardening the electronics. I've got a brand new 2020 Chevy Colorado. I think it has 6 onboard computers. It's not like back in the day you could, equip your vehicle with run flats. And, unless you took a direct hit through the block, you were going to be able to motor for a little while, having, been under attack. How much fuel? What is the fuel range? Again, food, to the human being, the basic human animal, we need food, water, and shelter. So, is your vehicle prepared along those lines? if you had to, let's say, break contact in an area that you were completely unfamiliar with, well, that vehicle now becomes your mission support site and plan accordingly. What happens, you know, you need to have your contingency plans in place, not for if, but for the when you're going to exhaust your resources of your mission support site and have to break contact with it. But when you break it down to the human animal, it's going to equate into how much you can carry. What is your physical conditioning? What can you carry? And time and again, having, you know, worked this problem out and, you know, prepared for these types of circumstances, in my experience, it always boils down to food, water, and ammunition. If I had to pare it down from there, that would be water and ammunition. You have to be able to function. You know, the human mechanism has to be able to function. And the least it needs to function is water, a water source. So when I pare it all down, in my mind, the most important things that I need to have access to, immediate access to, is water and ammunition. And you just, you know, continue your planning process and you try to work through, you know, every possible scenario and try, even if you can't be prepared for it or put something into place, you identify those things that you are going to need to find or resource on your own when you get to that point. Navigation is critical. Everybody is, you know, pretty much enamored with technology and GPS and all of it, and it kind of become immune to it, because anymore, you know, all you need is that, you know, part of the address and the zip code and punch it into the GPS and you're on your way.
Right.
Can you navigate without technology?
I can if I can find a map. But that's the thing, isn't it?
If I don't have a map,
I don't need to be looking for one when I need one, do I?
That's a fact. You should already have what you need to navigate in the classic old-fashioned manner. Maps and compass. But, you know, what gets me, man, is right in line with the whole BLM Antifa, this little speed bump on the highway to freedom is should have already been handled. And it still has not been handled appropriately, as far as I'm concerned. And it's only going to get worse for the average bear if they continue to ignore what is happening and not be prepared. But the one thing I want to point out is the one thing we've all got in common, and I mean every human being on the face of the planet, the one thing we've all got in common is we're all going to get our turn to die. It's going to happen.
That's a fact.
Just how valuable do you consider your life and, you know, your involvement and everything you've got going on, and make your efforts worthwhile? I'm not concerned about getting rolled up, because if it happens, it's going to happen. But rest assured, I know and have every confidence in my mind that I will spend my life wisely, and I will make a very good accounting of myself. And I don't think people really think it through to that extent of being willing to have a positive influence, even though it's a bad set of circumstances, execute cleanly, execute smartly, and make a good accounting of yourself. There's any number of circumstances throughout history that either due to the actions of a lone soldier or a small element, by executing smartly, have been able to overcome the odds of a much larger and or better prepared enemy.
Yep.
You got to be willing to carry the fight. You got to be willing to go to work, so to speak. And work's not over until you have either won or died. There's no difference in my mind.
I tell you what, we're running out of time. I do appreciate your time. I'll be in touch, and we're going to do this again next week. And you can find Dave at combatspeed.com, on Facebook at Dave Harrington. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. You take care. Godspeed. Talk to you next week, bro.
Roger that. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.